Chapter 3, Devotional 12. Even demons know Jesus. Jesus is real. Whenever the unclean spirits saw him, they would fall down before him and shout, "You are the Son of God." And he earnestly warned them not to tell who he was. Mark chapter 3, verses 11 and 12. This verse tells us that whenever Jesus appeared, demonic spirits fell down before him and proclaimed Jesus, Son of God. While Satan's children knew who Jesus was and fell down before him, stubborn and rebellious men did not. Instead, they chose to reject Jesus and crucify him. Why do some refuse to acknowledge and accept Jesus as Son of God? The Word tells us their hearts have been hardened, and they do not have ears to hear or eyes to see. In a 2013 Time magazine article, "Who's Biggest? 100 Most Significant Figures in History," Jesus ranked number one. Can the 2.2 billion Christians alive today be wrong about Jesus? Last year at a gathering event here in Houston, I heard Lee Strobel, author of the best-selling Case for Christ. Lee shared his powerful testimony of his transition from atheist to zealous believer in Jesus Christ. He recounted his extensive and arduous journey as an investigative reporter, the research and the interviews which led him to the conclusion Jesus lived, he died, and he is the Christ. Lee built this case on irrefutable facts, historical documents filled with eyewitness accounts, and testimonies of encounters with Christ, as he worked miracles and changed people's lives. In the process, Lee's heart and mind were changed. Now, God uses him as a messenger to deliver the good news of Christ to others in his best-selling books and speaking engagements. Jesus is real. He lived, preached the gospel, healed the sick, performed great miracles, died on the cross, and was resurrected. He taught us the Word of God and left us the Holy Spirit. If you do not know Jesus right now, this moment, invite him into your life. Accept him as the Son of God, Lord of Lords, and Savior. Believe in him, trust him, and worship him. Even demons know Jesus and fall down before him. What are you waiting for? Lord, thank you for sending your Son into the world. I stand in awe and wonder of you. Jesus, help me to see you everywhere I look and fall to the ground joyfully in praise as I call you Lord and Savior. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.